Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay, so
are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
No, I'm not.
Oh, is there any other time that we can call you?
But what did you call me about?
Yes, this is an opinion survey about issues in your community as well as other, about the next elections, yes.
You said about agents?
Excuse me?
You said, what was it about?
It is about the next elections and other issues in your community.
Oh, issues?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The next election?
Yes, the upcoming elections.
Oh, the upcoming election. Oh, okay. So what do you want to know about it?
Okay, thank you. Now, just to review, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African-American, or mixed, including black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American? Yes?
African-American.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
75.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm so anxious to vote until I'm going to do an early vote.
Oh, so how should I record your answer? Definitely vote or probably?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
And is that somewhat more important or much more important?
More important.
Somewhat or much more?
More important. Much more.
Much more. Thank you. And what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are more important than usual? In a few words, if you can.
Well, for one thing is that I don't want to lose my democracy. You know, being able to do what I want to do is very important to me. And I would not want a crook, a scammer to come into the White House like former President Trump.
To the White House. Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, and thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
I think it's somewhat keeping up with the cost of living.
Keeping up. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. The first one we have is investing in the childcare industry and keeping childcare centers open and more affordable for working parents.
10.
Thank you. Then we have making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
10.
Stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
10.
Then we have investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways.
10.
Thank you. Then we have protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Then we have passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of the people who shouldn't have them.
10.
And strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, in thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two out of the list. Is it stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, bringing new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedom, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, or tackling inflation and improving the economy?
Okay, what was number three? Let me see here.
Yes. What was number three you asked?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. The number three was protecting and preserving our democracy and freedom.
Okay, that one.
That one. And the other one?
But yeah, go on. It was something about Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, I think it was number four. Let me hear number four.
Improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable?
No, that wasn't it.
It was about what you said?
Okay, I think it was about leadership.
Bringing a new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president?
That one.
That one. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, let me know. The first one we have on the list is J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance, okay. I have no knowledge of him.
Never heard of him or no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
Oh, I would say 100.
Thank you. Barack Obama.
100.
Donald Trump.
0.
Cornel West.
I've heard of him.
I've heard of the Cornel.
Let me see here. Cornel West. Okay, put 50.
And 50, thank you. And last, we have Hakeem Jeffries.
Hakeem Jeffries, 100.
Yes. Thank 100. You very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, independent Jill Stein, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, let me know.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you very much. Now, in generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
And as you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with a statement. First,
okay.
We have, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America.
I disagree.
And do you strongly disagree or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. The next one is, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And last we have, I am excited to have the change to vote for a black woman for president.
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me, who do you think would be better at handling these issues? And we have Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. The first one is protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Kamala Harris.
And she would be much better or just somewhat better at dealing with that issue?
Much better.
Much better. Thank you. Then we have improving K-12 public school education.
Much better.
And is that Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris. Kamala
Thank
Harris.
Thank you. Thank you. Then we have fixing the immigration system.
Kamala Harris.
And would she be much better or just somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have maternal health issues and the disproportionate negative health outcomes for black women.
Much better. Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And last, we have implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of the people who shouldn't have them.
Much better, Kamala Harris.
Thank you very much. Next, and as we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. Once again, you can use any number between 0 and 10. First, we can use our vote to improve K-12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable education funding so that the quality of a public school isn't dependent on its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so that we can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our vote, we can improve educational outcomes for our children.
10.
Thank you very much. And then we have some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear that they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs, ignoring that we spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. It's, end quote. And it's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security.
Okay, what was the scale from 0 to 10?
And 0 to 10, 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote, 5 is somewhat, and 10, very convincing reason to vote in this 2024 presidential election.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Most important.
Thank you. And is that somewhat more important or much more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, and we will be finished. Now, I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps, and for each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days.
Okay.
First, we have Twitter. Yes or no?
No.
Facebook?
Yes.
TikTok?
No.
Instagram?
No.
And YouTube?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Doctorate.
Thank you very much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
How do you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Every week. Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very conservative.
Very conservative. Thank you. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Is it employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, Mel.
You too, Nat. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.